My topic today is dealing with unleased and uncommitted co-tenants. And of course, as we all know, it's rare for there not to be a co-tenancy in mineral ownership in just about any tract of land that you can identify anywhere in Texas. Of course, not unheard of, but pretty rare for there not to be undivided ownership. The typical situation, of course, is that a particular developer will try to go out and get all of the mineral interest leased, or a group of working interest owners will do so, and those working interest owners join with each other in an operating agreement to agree on how development will proceed by agreement among them. But, of course, in that situation is ideal for reasons that I think will become clear from this presentation today. But it sometimes is not possible. There's an awful lot of work that goes into that process, as we all know, and sometimes it just can't get done. You look at Williams and Myers, and Williams and Myers says that the cases that have come up that tell us what happens in this situation are usually where the producing tenant believes that he has all of the oil and gas interest leased and finds out later that he in fact did not. I think that once was the case, but I'm finding in my practice that mutual agreement among all co-tenants is becoming more and more difficult, possibly because of the multiplying number of mineral owners that there are, because people are moving so fast that they can't always get everything put together for whatever reason, and also because I think the risks of drilling are becoming more quantifiable, and there certainly are risks.